Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just 10 bucks. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com, and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, where to even start when it comes to Allie? I mean, she emailed us about 2 weeks ago, and we haven't been able to get to it until yesterday. And what she initially emailed for, we kind of like breezed through because the second part of the conversation with Allie is where it really, really started to get interesting.
We thought it was just going to be this question about her lying about her age, and then it turned into something completely different.
She ended up being engaged to two guys at the same time, and she felt so guilty about it. She wanted to break up with one of them, and she suggested to do it on the radio. And you'll hear throughout this replay that we're going to do for you. We tell her, you know what? This is a bad idea. Dude's going to be totally humiliated anyway once he finds out that you're engaged to another guy. Do it in private. Do it in private. She kept saying, no, I want to do it this morning. And was it you that had the theory on why? No, it was Jen that had the theory on why she wanted to do it on the radio.
Well, she was kind of cowardly. I mean, she was weak and cowardly. And that's the reason why she said yes to his proposal, to the second proposal in the first place, because she didn't want to make him feel bad. So we thought, if she doesn't do it with us, she's not going to do it at all.
Right.
And so I think that's why she wanted to do it on the radio, because we would kind of like be there to say, you know, not let her just like have a chit chat conversation.
This was a mess. This was the better part of 90 minutes on the show yesterday, and it's all compressed down to about 12 minutes. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Tell us the story of you, and is this a fiance we're talking about, or is it a boyfriend? Or
it is actually a fiance.
Okay.
And I actually live, of course, here in Atlanta, and he lives in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
So it's been long distance for 4 years.
Tell us the second part of this whole thing.
Okay, well, while dating the guy, and the Kansas guy, my ex, he finds me, calls my mother's house, and finds me. He finally gets in contact with me. It's been like 5 years, 5 or 6 years. And he finally gets in contact with me. And, you know, he's like, hey, let's go out, let's talk. And, you know, he's like, I just got out of my relationship. And so it's just like he loves the crap out of me. And he has proposed to me, but he doesn't know that I am engaged to get married to the Kansas guy.
Say what? He proposed to you without, like, ever messing around with you, or did you mess around with him?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's my ex. I mean, it's a past relationship.
So
But what Jen is asking is, he all of a sudden proposed to you at dinner, like you messed around with him currently as his ex before he proposed?
Well, no. This is a guy that did whatever he could possibly do to track me down. So he's finally tracked me down, and he's calling on a regular basis. But he does not know. He thinks that I'm not with the Kansas guy anymore.
All right, hold on 1 second. How long have you been broken up with the guy that just...
Oh, it's been like 5 years.
5 years. And
yeah,
he comes out of nowhere and he finds you.
He finds me.
And
now,
he proposes to you, correct?
He proposes to me like 2 weeks after he found me.
And you say...
I say yes.
What?
Allie.
He proposed to you with a ring and everything?
Yes, he did, actually. So, he did,
and I said yes.
The 2 weeks, I mean, you know, he was just like, oh, I love you so much, and doing this and doing that for me, and it got to the point, it's just like, you know, I'm already engaged, I'm already in a relationship, but he thinks I'm not with the guy anymore, but I actually am with the Kansas guy.
Well, the reason he thinks that, Al, is because you didn't tell him otherwise. I mean, and now you're engaged to two men. I mean, I guess you truly are acting your age at this point.
You know, it's just like, this guy is so hard to tell no to without him, like, flipping out.
Allie, you're engaged to somebody. Allie, come on. You don't need to marry. You're not ready to be married to anybody. Because you're playing this like it's boyfriends in high school. Okay, I'm going out with one, and then I'm going out with the other.
I'm not trying to play it like that. It's just the simple fact that I just don't know. I mean, I don't want to be with the guy. The guy that is my ex, I don't want to.
Then why did you say yes?
Then you're engaged to him right now, so you must be talking to him every single day.
No, it's not every single day, and I'm totally distanced towards him. He doesn't get the point, and I want to be able to, like, you know, hey, I don't love you anymore.
Allie, are you wearing his ring right now?
Actually, no, I'm not.
Where is it?
It's at home.
You're so funny to me because you say he just doesn't get the point. Well, you said yes when he engaged to you. So what's the point?
And you have his ring.
Yeah, but it's not on.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
It's not on. It's really bad.
Do you think you're one of those people who attracts drama, do you think?
I mean, it's just a simple... If I pass by his house on the way leaving work, he's like, hey, can you stop by? I'll stop by, and I'll put it on.
Really?
But I'll put the ring on. But it's like when I leave, I'll take it off.
There are plenty of 21-year-olds in Atlanta right now going, are you kidding me? Like, yeah, they're a lot more mature than you.
Allie, that's come ridiculous. On now. So, I mean, Allie, all you had to do when this guy came back is say, look, I don't want to see you. And when he proposed to you, all you had to do is say, hey, I'm seeing somebody else. I'm engaged to somebody else. I want nothing to do with you. You couldn't even do that.
The guy is the type of guy, he's just so clingy and...
He's clingy because you're engaged to him.
No, he was clingy beforehand. Really? It's just like if I tell him that, you know, I don't want nothing to do with you, I think he'll like wig out or something.
I think that you like the attention.
No, it's not about the attention. I can care less about mm-hmm. the attention. It's just a simple fact. You know, he's like, I mean, as soon as he found me, he called my mom's house and my mom gave him my number. It's just like...
You're flattered by the attention. You're flattered by the fact that he searched for weeks to find you. So you wanted to keep that attention coming. You got the long-distance boyfriend. Well, he's long-distance. He's far away. He hasn't given me attention in months, and I won't see him for a while, and he'll never find out about it. I'll just play with this for a little while.
I know, but it's not... I don't sleep with the guy. It's not about that.
Allie, you are ridiculous.
Allie. You're engaged to two men.
Can you hear yourself? This is ridiculous.
I do. It's ridiculous. It's like I want to tell him... that, hey, I'm engaged with the guy in Kansas. I don't want anything to do with you. Just stop calling.
Then why don't you say just that?
And yeah. I apologize. I took the ring. I mean, you know, I want to be able to
But why don't you?
That.
You're telling us what you want to do. We're asking why you don't.
Because his reaction will be really crazy. And, I mean, he's like suicidal
sometimes.
Well, good.
Let's call him right now then.
I can't do that.
I don't think there's anything that anybody in here or anybody in the phones is going to say to you to make you realize that you're probably not ready to be in a marriage.
Well, I just want, I mean, the age thing, I can, you know, tell the Kansas guy.
No, you need to tell the Kansas guy a hell of a lot more than your age.
Yeah, you've got a whole bunch of things going on.
I know that, but at least the guy here, I'm just trying to be like, you know what? I'm still engaged with the guy in Kansas.
He doesn't know that. He is walking around today thinking he's going to spend the rest of his life with you.
That is so true.
Yeah, it is.
And why? Because you said yes.
Allie, you got to take a real... You got to look at this, honestly. I don't know if you're capable.
When are you...
I'm looking at it. No, that's why I want to tell the guy now that, you know, hey, I can't be...
Allie got to tell them both. I wish you'd come clean to both of them and just lose them both.
When are you going to tell the Atlanta fiance?
Like soon.
Like
within
now.
24 hours, within 1 week, within 1 month? What's soon?
No, because I don't want to keep going on for a month or for a week or for another day.
Are you
going
to tell him by this time tomorrow?
I will tell him, yes, because I don't want him to keep hoping things in the future for us and it will never be.
I know where Jeff's going with this. He wants us to check back in with you tomorrow morning around the same time, see if you... But I wouldn't believe you.
Yeah.
You know, if you want, I mean, if you all have time, hell, you can call him now if you want to. But it's just simple fact that I don't want to keep going. It's killing me inside to lead these two gentlemen on.
I think, you know, we need to lead her on the right path. I think, you know, as Jen said earlier, I do think that we should allow Allie the opportunity to call him and tell him with us.
You want to call him next, Allie?
Well, I can for sure call the Atlanta guy.
Okay.
Let's call the Atlanta guy then. Make you, stand behind your word.
For once. I would love to call him. So I want to get it off my chest. It kills me every time I see him that, you know, hey, I'm just actually not being with you. I just don't want to be with you.
I mean, I know it's mean.
It hurts. It kills me.
Yes,
it really kills me inside to be like that.
It was mean to say yes to him.
Huh?
I mean, we got to clean this up.
All right, you suggested that you wanted to do this morning.
You know, I thought about it all last night and flying back into town from yesterday. It's time to do it. I can't sleep another day with that on my mind or in my heart.
Now, you suggested that you wanted to do this on the radio. Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah, I am, because I don't think I could tell him face to face.
Or without us pushing her along, too.
I'm not. I'm advising against it.
I want to do it because I want to get it off my chest and I want to get it out the way.
Because you know, like, this guy's going to feel a little humiliated right off of the bat because you're going to tell him that you're engaged to somebody else. And now you're going to do it publicly, which isn't going to help things.
I know. I just want to get it off my chest. I really do.
Okay, here's our deal. We're going to do the same way we did it last time, where we have to tell him before we put him on the radio live that he's going to be on the radio. So the next thing you're going to hear is Jeff telling him that he's going to be on the radio, and we're not going to use his real name. We're calling him Tom, right?
Tom.
Okay. We're not going to use his real name. Jeff will tell him what's sort of going on, and then I'll talk to him a little bit, and I'm just going to throw it to you.
Okay.
All right, Jeff. Jeff's not exactly sure what he's doing in the corner.
He didn't answer, so I had to ask for him.
Okay. Jeff was huddled in the corner to where we couldn't hear him on mic ask for his real name, obviously.
Good. Hey, listen, we want to, we're talking with,
they do it their whole
with
life.
Your girlfriend now, but we're using a fake name for her. So we're calling her Allie. So we want to know if we can put you on the air with her and use a fake name for you. Is that cool? You have a, she called us with a question about y'all's relationship.
Y'all's.
What, what's,
he's evolving.
What name, do you have a preference as to the name you'd like to use? All right. Okay. We'll use Tom. Hold, please. There he is.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Hi. You sound so nice. My name's Bert, and you're on the radio right now.
Okay.
And we have Allie on with us. And I want to brace you right now. I want to tell you that the news that she's going to give you is not great news.
Okay.
All right. With that, Allie, we'll turn it on over to you.
Hey. Hi. Okay. You know, I really care for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really killing me inside that I can't continue to let this lie kill me. So, you remember my ex I told you about, the uh-huh. Kansas guy? Mm-hmm. Remember? I told you that I was engaged to him, yep. That we broke it off?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't break it off, and I'm still engaged to him. And it's like, I really care for you, but it's just like, I don't see you and I being, you know, engaged or a life down the road, because it's just not like, you know, we've been together.
Hey, Allie, at that point, I think it's wise to stop. Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
What Allie told us this morning was that when you proposed to her, she really has like this thing about saying no. Like, she didn't want to hurt your feelings, and even though she knew in her heart it wasn't the right thing to do, she said yes, and she's kind of been living this lie that she's been regretting ever since. And she didn't know how to tell you.
Well, and Tom also, I mean, I know it seems kind of rude to do this on morning radio, but I think that we didn't trust Allie to be honest with you without us. And I felt like you needed to know the truth. And so I'm sorry to do it in this way, but it seemed to us from Allie that this is the only way she was going to do it.
Are you there?
No, I'm still here.
I didn't know how to tell you because, you know, I've been with the Kansas guy for 4 years, and it's just like, you did all you could possibly do to find me, and I totally, really, really appreciate that. But, you know, as far as, like, the engagement goes, I just don't see that, you know, later on down the road.
So, Allie, essentially what you're saying is you're engaged to another man, and you're going to you're going to keep that engagement to the guy in Kansas City.
Yeah. I'm so sorry that I didn't know how to tell you.
Well, I mean, you knew that wasn't going to end well.
Right. I know.
At least he knows. He had to know the truth.
Did anybody catch what he said before he took off?
I think he's going to go.
I think he said, I'm going to go.
He's going to go. Yeah, you know, I mean, You knew it couldn't end well. I mean, you were gonna, you had to hurt him either in the beginning or you had to hurt him at the end.
Right. I totally understand that.
Now you got to fess up to Kansas City guy.
Tell him you're really 12.
Well, I mean, no, yeah. I think you got to be honest all the way around, Allie. You're starting your Kansas City thing based on lies. I think you need to be honest with everybody and just...
Yeah, so do you go ahead and do you tell the Kansas City guy that you said yes to an engagement from a guy here in Atlanta or not?
You know, I'm going to have to, like, clear it all up with... And I don't think that I need to be in a relationship. I mean, it's not... maybe I just need to single life because I obviously can't break the news to no one.
Now, you had to see some of this coming.
Yeah, I know. I know.
All right. We gotta go.
I'll just have to break the news and just clear out everything.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's a lot.
Start over. Clean slate.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Well, good luck, Allie.
All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.